This is tape one, side two. You were talking about some of the other houses in the area. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was in my little big house up there on the hill, and we, that's Reed lived. Mm-hmm. And then the one that on down where the kids played back out there. They done changed the name of all that stuff, so now you see. See, back in them days, now this hit was in Calhoun. Mm-hmm. All that was Calhoun. Compton was on the other side of the highway. Mm-hmm. See what belonged to Compton. That's how we used to come up at that time from the river on into Pelman. Well, now Clemson was on that side of the highway. And on this side of the highway was Calhoun.
Well, in the whole area around where you live now, most of the streets, maybe all of them, are named for black families. Shaw, Frewster, Stevens, Presley. When did these streets get named and those signs go up?
It used to be having a name about 5 years, it? Much longer than that.
A little bit longer than that. I said
about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Almost 10 years.
About 10 or 15 years ago, they start. When they annex Clemson together, mm-hmm. See, when they annex Calhoun and Clemson, mm-hmm. they started this street business mm-hmm. in here then. But before it was annexed, it was just a country, I'm telling you the truth. There wasn't no nothing to it on the county seat after all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Then they ran it into Clemson, then they started a little town party. And it just kept going up, on up, and on up.
And that I assume that you got town services with water and things like that.
Yeah, well, you know, back in, I'd say, but this is back when you was kind of small. I know what in Calhoun. No, still it was.
It had just been put in when I was a child.
Yeah, it's been put in since you.
Actually, I don't know whether it was city water or not. It may have come from the well. I know the indoor bathroom had been put in just about the time I was born.
Yeah, well, no bathroom, but nothing like that in Calhoun. Because now older Clemson had stuff like that because it was a state outfit. But over here, where it wasn't no state outfit, it wasn't nothing. Just late thing. That's the city water and all that stuff.
But you said your mother moved from out by Abel to up above Golden View.
Yeah.
About how old were you at that time?
How old me? Mm-hmm. Oh, I was about 10 or 12 years old when she moved down there.
Why did she decide to move?
Well, I don't know. Just messing around again. Because she's real rented up there. And she got a hold of this place down here. I don't know how she did it, to tell you the truth. But anyhow, we moved down there.
Well, when you moved then to the Calhoun area, where did your mother wash?
Washed at the well and sometime at the spring, right down there below the shopping center there. There's a spring right back there. And that right back to the shopping center.
Behind which shopping center?
A little shopping center right over there.
What's the...
Right across the street, I mean, from the highway there. Oh. I don't know whether you noticed it coming in here or not.
It's right on, you, are you speaking about the one there? Are you talking about the shopping center there where Dr. Hunter's office is and the messenger is? Is that the shopping center you're talking about?
No, this is right here across the street.
Oh, you mean right here?
Yeah, right
where here. Where the carpet store is.
Oh, right, I even the carpet store. Oh, okay.
See, there was a spring back in, it's still back there. Uh-huh. That they used that water when the well would go low. She just took them and put it back down here to the bank. Mm-hmm. And sprang it off. Because the well back at that time, they had a well up there. But you had so many houses they used out that one well. But sometimes it get low.
Well, the Olsons told me that there used to be a fair-sized creek over by what's now Riggs Drive, and that your mother sometimes washed and used water from over there.
No.
No,
it don't. All the washing we did is back, right over across the highway. And there used to be a spring right down here.
Mm-hmm. Now, at least the spring you're talking about behind the shopping center and the carpet store was quite some distance from your house, maybe 200 or 300 yards. Did you have to lug the big pots back and forth every time?
No.
Could you just leave them down by the spring?
Yeah.
And people wouldn't take them?
I guess not. There, she left the pots down at the spring when she's washing around there.
Yeah, leave the pot, leave the tub.
You would.
But it was more than one person washing that.
Yeah. Oh, so there, it was a communal tub.
Just anybody that wanted to wash, they'd go down there and wash.
Well, I understand, and you can tell me more about this, that your Aunt Amelia used to do the washing for my grandmother.
Wash for grandmother?
For my grandmother.
Yeah.
Where did your Aunt Amelia live?
Where did she live
then? She lived down. Aunt Amelia lived with me.
Mm-hmm. When you were growing up?
We lived in a large place, right, just down the hill and across from the, you know, the little church there.
Yes, near War Branch.
Yeah, we lived right across the War Branch.
Mm-hmm.
And she did walk up there. You throw it out and tow them back down there. And that first place, we stayed over here where we had a little log house. We lived there when they first went over it. Right up, you know, the old cemetery, you know, the old log cemetery.
Yes.
They were one or two graves to the pit. Well, we lived right behind that first time. Well, we moved from there. Out further on the other area out there where Clyde Newton lives now, I don't know whether you know where it is or not. Jack Newton, Jack Lawrence and all that. Right on down below the hotel. Well, then we moved from there back over here across the ranch, right on the War Branch. That's right off down the hill from the little church and turn to your left there. We moved there. Well, Aunt Minnie watched for them all that time from the Smith. I know my mother, they washed it. You see, they would go over there, and when they didn't bring the clothes, they'd go over there and wash them. It's a hotel there.
Mm-hmm.
She had a well there, and they'd wash and hang their clothes out on a line, little line all around that hotel place there.
Well, my Aunt Edna, again, has talked about those pots of water and having to heat them up, and she was a little girl, I think, that she had to do all that.
That was something good back in them days. Now, she'd wash their clothes in a solid minute. Wash his clothes out there in the middle of the field. She washed for them, I guess, 15 years at least.
Did your Aunt Amelia then wash more for the Calhoun people and your mother more for the college people?
Yeah. Amelia washed for just home people that was around over through there. For the Smiths and for the Boggs, some of the Boggs and the Lawrences. She walked us around from house to house. But my mother always, she toted her clothes.
Do you reckon that the college people paid any more than the Calhoun people?
No, they didn't pay them.
All the same.
Now, back in them days, nobody didn't make no money because what few people there were, they worked for the college. Mm-hmm. See, the college punished all that stuff. A few people over there worked for the college, but they didn't stay on the college premises, but they worked for the college. Okay. And they didn't pay nothing, none of them in a way. You wash clothes, I mean, you wash clothes, you didn't play with them for 50 cents. But yeah, the whole washing. All the weeks wear that you done, your family done wore out. All that Monday morning, now they put, you carry them clothes home, wash them. They use all of that. You came back Saturday. Next Monday, you go back and get another load.
Did your mother or Amelia Dupree do any mending or only washing?
Mending.
Did they mend the clothes as
well? No, wasn't no mending. To
only washing.
All you did just wash them and iron them.
Mm-hmm.
So you wash and iron every bit of them. And put them in that basket, dress them out in that basket, came back some.
You said when you were real young, you were living out by Abel.
Yeah.
Did your family go to Abel Church?
Yeah. The only church there was at that time. Mm-hmm. And this church down here wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And now back out, a little Abel, they called it, was back on the Pilgrim Highway here. But it was just about played out.
Where was it located on the Pendleton Road?
Lilybia?
Yeah, what's there now?
Lilybia, located right, you know where they are? Company sign, rock sign, going to Pendleton,
mm-hmm.
right on the outside of the rock sign with that big old oak tree there.
Mm-hmm.
And the cemetery was, Landers, probably is covered the cemetery, it used to be there.
Did that church just disappear?
It rotted down. And it turned that in, then it put it into Little Hope. Well, it wasn't Little Hope, it was still a, Little Abel for a long time. And after they moved back out on a college, probably back over there. Well, after they moved from there, the way it is now is called Little Hope.
New Hope?
Yeah.
Right across from the Old Stone Church.
That's right. They moved that there at that time.
I've heard that at one time a black congregation used the Old Stone Church building. Do you remember anything about that?
No, I don't know nothing about that. That was before my time.
There's also an old story about the Old Stone Church. I wonder if you've heard or know anything about that. Bill Greenlee's mule, a horse, died and was buried right beside the cemetery. Do you ever hear that story?
I don't know. I know when Bill Greenlee died. I know when one of them died. But I don't know where they buried him at. But I thought they buried him right over there behind the house.
Mm-hmm.
Not my faith, and I don't know that exactly.
Let's go back to Abel Church. How often did they have services?
Once a month.
About how long would they last?
Oh, sometime. Just according to how the people feel.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime if they got happy, you'd be allowed to be there 2 or 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on it. It didn't tell no certain time.
Do you remember any of the preachers? And what their names were?
No, as far back as I can remember, was John Watson.
Where was he from?
Seneca. John Watson. And now they were the brothers. He's brothers out of Georgia. And there was Watkins. Well, it was the name of Whit Watson, but he wasn't too way back, but he was a preacher there too. And now John Watson, he's from Trinity, he had that church, and when he gave it up, his son took it. His name was John. And when he gave it up, Broders took it. And when Broders gave it up, I think Beeks took it. And Beeks gave it up. I believe Collins took over. Evan Collins, I believe he did. And when Collins left, there's another preacher in there, and I can't get him. He lived at Easley, but I lived at Pickett. And then when he got rid of him, I believe Collins took it up.
Wasn't there John Watkin there once upon a time? Wasn't he a pastor there?
Yeah, John Watson, see, John Watson coming there in my young days. When John Watson, this man Anderson was a preacher, and John Watson preached at Golden View. He was, I know him good, because me and Boy used to, when they had a revival meeting, we used to wash dishes and things for him. We'd eat down in Miss Foster's all the time. Scott Jones was attending Golden View, and Don Watson was attending Abel. Yeah, when they built Golden View Church, they pulled out maybe a bunch and they built Golden View.
Sounds like you've got about the whole history of the church in your head. Sounds like you've about got the whole history of the church in your head.
Yeah.
Well, you said services were held once a month.
That's right.
Imagine the preacher would come in and stay with people in the community.
Yeah.
They ever visit and stay overnight at your house?
They didn't do much business. They just come in and stay. They come on second Sunday, Moses. Now, the AVL church was on second Sunday. And Golden Butte, I knew, was on first Sunday when they got them started. But AVL run a long time before they ever in the Golden Butte. But it was second Sunday and second Saturday night.
Did you go to Sunday school any of the other times besides that one Sunday?
I didn't go to no Sunday.
You never went at all?
No, I've done everything but that. But they had Sunday school, and good Sunday school, too. And there was good people. They had good Sunday school every Sunday.
Do you remember who would be teaching the Sunday school when you were a child?
No, I don't. Now, wait a minute. Miss Rosa sure teach some kind of school. Miss Sis Foster, she teach some kind of school. And Helen Reed, she teach some kind of school.
In the anniversary book by Abel Church, one of the people who seems to have been fairly important is Susie Haywood, clerk of the church for many years. Do you remember her, Miss Susie?
Yes, you remember Sue Haywood, Daddy?
Sure.
Tell me about her.
Not much I know about her. Only Sue was a bookkeeper there. I guess. From time I was small to she was small. When she started teaching, but her daddy, he was a bookkeeper and everything. So he died and she took over. Oh, man, Harrison Haywood, he was a original, and when I could remember it on up, till I was about grown before he died.
The picture of Miss Susie looks like she was very attractive.
She was. Sue was a real attractive person. And she had a lot of business about it.
Fancy dresser?
Yeah. She stayed up the family and kept it going real good.
One of the fascinating stories about her father, Harrison Haywood, is that in about 1892, he and a bunch of other fellows lynched a white man. Did you hear that story while you were growing up?
No, I never did. But Harrison Haywood, he was a father. He was a...
Apparently a white fellow, probably retarded, raped his daughter. And so a group of black men, including Harrison Haywood, got hold of him and lynched him. Eventually got pardoned by the governor.
Yeah, I guess it were because other than Harrison Haywood's family, I didn't know too much about them on this book yet, but I know not when he had a daughter died. I know when she died. I said, you might, Enos Williams. First thing, 39, I got to be through. He was Enos' granddad. But Enos' was mother died. I remember when she died.
One of the things I've read a fair amount about Abel is that they had very good singing.
Yeah. You had good singing there.
Did white people ever go to services at Abel?
Not a few. Now, white people didn't go to no service no time with black folk. Black folk didn't go to white folk service. It's the late years before any of that ever got started. Now, you might see a white person once in a while go up to church and he'd sit right in the back and he'd get out and sneak out like he got started.
What about for things like funerals? Would white folk go to the...
They didn't go to funerals. You might see one or two at a funeral where you're well known and everything. You might see one or two. But it's these late years since you've seen white people tangled up with black folk like to do now, see? Go to church and all that kind of stuff. They didn't do nothing like that.
Are any of your family buried out at Abel Cemetery?
Right.
Is any of your family buried out at Abel Cemetery?
Yeah, all of them that I know.
Your mother?
Yeah.
Her brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
All of them?
All of them I know were buried out there.
What about your grandparents?
Oh, they all would. I know they buried there. Now, Abel and Lil Abel were the only two black cemetery that I know that. You said there wasn't no mixed up at all. This way of your granddad, that was when they, you know, you died back in them days. My days, you didn't have no undertaking or nothing like that. When you died, they tell you on that buried.
How soon?
This next day, if they could, they couldn't keep you because you no undertaker, no involvement, nothing like that. When I was young, there wasn't nothing like that.
Who would take care of the body?
Gaines and Galloway took the old of them around in this part of the section.
That's what's now Duckett's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Duckett's originally. But see, back in them days, black folks didn't have nothing like that. They had a black man working for them. Mm-hmm. Gaines and them had a black man working for them. He took care. But now, they didn't make I've seen them make that. Talk people. They didn't have no money back in that day, much this way. There's very few people. Now, he had to be a big rascal if he got in a casket. And they had horses and buggies, wagon or car, nothing like that.
Do you remember who the black man working for the funeral home was?
Pete.
Was he from down at Anderson?
No, he was from, just sitting around with Pete. He's working for Gansaway now. Pete, I know him, knowed him good. Pete Reed, but then him and then there was a bunch of them white, a color white there. But Pete was the hearse driver. Mm-hmm. See, he drove the white and black hearse. Mm-hmm. Pete did. They used to have a hearse, then they carried you with a horse and had a hearse. They had two big old white horses, a great big old white horse, pull that hearse. They call it. So you sit up on the outside here, and your driver did, and the body was back in here. They had frills all around it, and it had big tires on it. Well, little wagon tires, rubber, little piece of rubber, but it wasn't no iron, little piece of rubber.
Would they be building the coffins at the funeral home, or was
no,
that done?
No, they come from somewhere else. But if you weren't able to buy one, I mean, you know, a black one, when they were buying, they'd be and make your casket.
Year before you were born, my great-grandfather died, and his coffin and funeral clothes came from the Morgan store over in Central.
Yeah, well, the Morgans sold stuff at that time.
After you moved up here, did your family start going to Golden View then?
No.
Still went to Abel?
Got to Abel. See, when we moved here, it wasn't no Golden View.
So you kept on, did you keep on going to Abel all your life?
Yeah.
Still member there?
Still member there. See, when Golden View church pulled out, I was a great big boy when Golden View church pulled out from Abel, and they built this church down.
You're probably one of the oldest members at Abel now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty close to it. Me and I think Bessie Reese is about the oldest two members of right now. Yeah, when they pulled out, and they built this church, I remember it. Bill Goldenview, I remember it well. I was a big old boy messing around.
You're talking before about water and lack of wells. Who do they have around here who would dig wells?
Dig wells? Well, Dave English and Hawthorne. And there were several men out of Central. There used to be a lot of people dig wells. Because, see, if you didn't get your well, you didn't have nothing. I dig them myself. And I moved here, I dug my own well. Back I dug, I don't know how many before I moved here.
One of the fellows who's listed as digging a well for the Fort Hill Presbyterian Church is Philip Green.
Yeah.
Who's that? Philip Green?
Oh, yeah, oh man, Philip Green was a well digger too. I hadn't thought about him. He lived up just out from me, Bill, out there on the We was about to drive there, on Vesta Drive. He owned all that on that, Philip did, on all that Vesta Drive around there.
Where did Dave English and his wife live?
Lived right over here, right out in Golden View there. Right there where, you know where Bubba Green lived?
Mm-hmm.
Right behind him there. Their old house is tore down, but their house is right behind Bubba Green. I don't know who anybody live in it now or not.
Sounds like you were mighty busy working when you were a child. Did you get to go to school?
No. I didn't have no, didn't go to no school whatsoever.
Ever go to school in your life?
Mm-mm.
Learn to read and write?
Mm-mm.
One of the people, I guess, in your family whose name was pretty well connected with schools was Alec Dupree.
Alec?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was connected with the oldest said. He was a teacher.
Was he
a school teacher.
He was some of your kinfolk.
Yeah, him and my mother was Westcott.
He went down to Benedict College, so he must have been one of the first people around here to get a college degree.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know where he was, but when I remember him, he was teaching school.
Where did he teach?
Teached over here, right way out. Right over there, what is Moe's wife's name?
Moe's Jenkins wife?
Uh-huh.
Moe's Jenkins wife?
Yeah. Moe's Brown wife.
Oh, Miss Consin?
Who?
No, you mean, I know what you're
talking about. Oh,
Miss Nancy?
Yeah, her Nancy.
Miss Nancy Brown?
Nancy lived in the old schoolhouse a lot.
That was in the Calhoun School?
Yeah.
How long did Mr. Dupree teach there?
Well, now, he didn't teach there but a little while.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where he peeked all before that time, but when he was teaching there, he peeked there, I guess, about 2 or 3 years. And he left here and went to Cleveland.
Ohio.
What? He moved his family. Now, he lived, just about that. He stayed over to Kiwi, but they call it. That's where he had a farm over there, a little light farm over at Kiwi. He lived back there, and he used to, that time a train used to run through there, and he'd catch a little old train called 46 over at Kiwi and come here to Calhoun and get off. And he'd walk on up here to the schoolhouse. That meant Alec Dupree. But when he left here, he sold out over there, and he went to Cleveland.
So he owned this house and land around Kiwi?
Yeah, he had a nice little place over there.
He have a wife and children?
Yeah, he had a wife and children. They all went to Cleveland.
Remember any of their names?
They all did, as far as I know.
He said, you remember their names, any of the names?
No, I don't know the name. Not Elvira was his wife's name.
What was that?
Elvira was his
wife. Elvira? Remember any of the children's names?
Mm-mm. Now, my cousin Bessie could tell you all about
it. Who is this?
Bessie Quip.
Bessie
Quip. Well, she's Bessie Stevenson, what they call her now.
Uh-huh.
But she could tell you all about it. She lived out on, you know where she lived, I guess.
On Bank Street, doesn't she?
Yeah, right. She lived on Bank Street. Now, she can tell you all about anything you want to know about her, about all of them and any of them. She can go pump back to the end to the beginning and tell you about it. And she'd be glad to do that just because she loves to talk and meddle.
Sounds like the work of doing laundry was pretty hard. Do you think it was any different, easier, harder than working out in the country?
Well, no. Not exactly. Now, working, when they work out in the country, if you like the work, it's all right. But if you didn't, you never would come to life. You see that? And now, that's different than that. In time, you got this inside work, and it's light. And, you know, you got breaks. But you out there in the country, you ain't got no breaks. You back when I was working, like, you work 10 hours a day or you work 12 hours a day. You work them 10 hours. It's your break business and all that kind of stuff wasn't in it back when I was working.
But when your mother and the women working with her down here washing clothes,
yeah,
that probably was a whole day affair.
Well, see, they worked at their own ledges. Uh-huh.
They'd go home for lunch?
Yeah, some of them did. My mother didn't. She read at home at Patrick's Lake or Road. Now, she'd carry her coffee pot to the wash place with her when she went, and her cup, and a little bit of sugar. And then she'd wash down there, and she'd give us a dime, a nickel. You go to the store and get your dinner. All right, you take that 10-cent grub and get you a can of or something in a pack of crackers. Come on back to the wash place and I need it. Well, at night,